More Idaho Matters right now. Every year, the Idaho Nonprofit Center organizes what's known as Idaho Gives. It's a chance for people to come together to support the more than 9,000 nonprofit groups here in Idaho. Kevin Bailey is the CEO at the center, and he told our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about this year's Idaho Gives, which starts on April 29th. Let's take a listen.
Up top, remind us of nonprofits, big, very big, and small and modest, and how they, quite frankly, help define Idaho economically, culturally, passionately.
Yeah, we like to say Idaho runs on nonprofits. And what we mean by that is that nonprofits fill in literally every gap that makes our communities thrive, whether it's delivering meals to seniors in rural areas, providing healthcare, civic engagement, arts, environmental conservation, trail management, housing and homelessness, you name it. And our state has nonprofits that encompass the largest of the large all the way down to all volunteer groups. So if you think about most of our healthcare in this state is provided by nonprofit healthcare providers. Then we have, you know, larger nonprofits like the Idaho Food Bank that deliver meals and food and services. And then all the way down to all volunteer nonprofits like your local Rotary clubs and civic organizations that maybe do one or two events a year or really help get their community members involved in civic life. So nonprofits truly do it all. That's why we say Idaho runs on nonprofits. There's about 2,500 financially active nonprofits in Idaho. So a fairly big sector and a huge contributor to our state's economy as well. It's about $5 or $6 billion added to the gross state product. It's the fifth largest employment sector. 67,000 Idahoans are employed directly by nonprofits. So it's a big deal. It's a big sector. And during Idaho Gives, we really need the public support to support this sector.
How do you think Idaho nonprofits have emerged from the punch to the gut that was the pandemic?
Yeah, we actually did a fair amount of research on this, and we'll have another State of the Sector report coming up later in 2024. But more anecdotally, in the actual short term right now, as nonprofits kind of experience the post-COVID relief era, so a lot of the emergency relief dollars through the ARPA programs, the federal government relief programs that happened during the pandemic that helped a lot with keeping people housed, keeping people fed. A lot of those programs and the dollars are actually running out, and we're facing sort of a fiscal cliff. So hence the need for nonprofits at this point, in order to meet the demand for that the people have on their services. We know many nonprofits, whether it's childcare nonprofits like Giraffe Laugh, they have huge waiting lists. Housing nonprofits, getting folks into housing, there's huge waiting lists. And there really isn't public money available right now, especially in Idaho, which is typically a state that has, unfortunately, at times rejected federal dollars. And so, again, we have to rely on donations from individuals, from citizens of Idaho who care about these issues and who want to see everybody being taken care of in our communities. And so nonprofits are really in, that's kind of the big thing right now, is what will happen with fundraising. We know that's a continued challenge. The economic situation right now is a bit uncertain. We haven't, you know, quite hit a recession or anything like that, as was anticipated over a year ago. But there still is some economic uncertainty. And I think on every nonprofit's mind is, what does the future of fundraising look like?
That's a really good point, because you can look at the data, but then you can talk to the average person who just has some uncertainty about the economy. And so it is about telling your story. So let's talk about Idaho Gives. Give us the dates. It stretches over a few days, right?
Yeah. So it's a 4-day giving event, the state's largest multi-day nonprofit giving event. April 29th through May 2nd is the dates this year. So those 4 days. Yeah, this is our 12th year. So in the past 11 years, I think we've total raised $23.6 million. We'll definitely hit the $25 million lifetime raised in the history of the program, this being the 12th year. And so we're really excited to hit that 25 million milestone. We're hoping to raise $4 million through those 4 days. So there'll be over 600 nonprofits participating in Idaho Gives. So all the way from the Panhandle, all the way over to the Tetons, essentially, we have nonprofits that are going to be participating. And it's just a really exciting time for our sector, those 4 days. And our job is really to be cheerleader, to put this program on, to support those nonprofits that help their communities thrive, and again, to be their cheerleader and help engage the public to give to causes they care about.
The thing that I've always marveled at is that scenario of the person, you know, I don't know who to give to, but I do know what I'm passionate about, you know, conservation or healthcare for everyone, animals, the arts, and your online engine helps us with that. You can point us in a couple directions.
That's right. Yeah. So at idahogives.org, and that page is already open. So you can start to see those nonprofits that are registered and that will be participating. But during the giving event, when the giving is actually open, you can click on by cause area, you can click on by geography. And one of the stories I like to tell is my mother, actually, she's a retired public school teacher, elementary special ed for 40 plus years. She retired a couple of years ago. We convinced her to move to Idaho from the Midwest because we told her the weather was better. And so she participated in Idaho Gives for the first time last year. And she really wanted, as a retiree, former public educator, to get involved with a nonprofit that was working on special education. And she found this fairly new nonprofit called Game Changers Idaho. And what they're doing is bringing opportunities for sports for children with disabilities and without disabilities to come together in the same field and build that empathy, build skill building, socialization. And she just kind of fell in love with the mission just from the Idaho Gives page where she found that. And she gave $10 the first year. She started following their newsletter. Pretty soon she was inspired to get involved and to actually sign up to be one of their volunteers. She went through a day-long volunteer training process, and now she's actually going to be hands-on getting involved with that organization as part of her, you know, retirement community involvement, which I think is really cool. And it all started because of Idaho Gives.
What a great story. Again, what kind of numbers are you looking at for this year?
Yeah, so we'll have about 600 nonprofits, probably north of 600 participating. We're hoping to pass that $4 million total raise this year in this campaign. That's been a stubborn goal to try to hit. We've been so close over the past 3 or 4 years, really since the pandemic. We've been, I think, last year right at about 3.86 million. So we just need to get over the hump. We think we can do it. We're really, really hopeful that folks in Idaho across the state will find those causes they care about and give to what they're passionate about and help nonprofits, especially in this time of real need. Nonprofits are meeting our community's toughest challenges and really need the public support.
That was Kevin Bailey, CEO of the Idaho Nonprofit Center, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about Idaho Gives, which starts April 29th. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.